you're a bit of an alpha kind of person. Train pulls in. You need to get to your next appointment. There's a crowd at the bottom of that escalator. What do you do when you get to the front of that line? Now, do you just stand on the left or do you sprint up on the right? Well, if you do hurtle up on the right-hand side, guess what? You're doing it wrong. Yep. Shivam Desai is a senior consultant with Capgemini Consulting Worldwide, and he has looked at this. Shivam, welcome.
Hi, Jonathan. Now, thanks for having me on your show.
Well, the science here suggests that from a collective point of view, it's better to stand than walk on an escalator. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's actually spot on. So the experiment we did was building a computer simulation model on one of the stations in London, Green Park, which is very close to Buckingham Palace. So we assumed that 60% of people stand and 40% of people walk.
Mm-hmm.
And because most people want to stand, they're forming a queue at the bottom of the escalator. So if you get everyone to start standing, you get more people on the escalator, so you've got increased capacity, and you're reducing that queue at the bottom, so you're getting people onto the escalators quicker, and that's where your greatest time saving is.
Okay, but you're not going to convince the walkers of that, are you? Because they're just in it for themselves.
No, you're spot on then. I'm actually a walker myself because a lot of people do want to get to work quicker. They want to get some exercise on the escalator. So you're right. It's going to be a hard sale, but for the collective good. So I can give you some stats that we found.
Mm.
For example, people standing were waiting on the escalators for 138 seconds. If we were to get everyone to stand, that would actually reduce to 59 seconds, so there's about a 40-second saving. For the people who want to walk, they would have to spend an extra 13 seconds getting onto the escalator and on the escalator. So it's a small sacrifice for the greater good, but you're right, it's going to be really hard to convince everyone of that.
Okay, but the math start to make sense. If we could all just have a little bit of patience and all decide to stand there, increase that capacity, we'd pretty much all get there at a slightly improved time.
Correct. And this kind of policy should only really run during the rush hour where the escalators
right.
are quite long, because the shorter escalators have an increased number of people who want to walk anyway. So you wouldn't see the greater benefits there potentially anyway.
So how would you go about, you know, some sort of a public information campaign on this? How would you go about, do you think, convincing people of the merit of this standing rather than walking?
Good one. You can do TV adverts, you can put posters in the station, but how many people are going to pay attention? That's the real question, because you're right when you said that if you want to walk, most people are still going to walk. And even one of the things I read in the New York Times, that in America, where people are standing, one of the assumptions I made was that you're only going to have one space between the person in front of you and the person behind you.
Personal space.
But a lot of people like to keep more than, want a bit more personal space, so they might take two or three steps. So that will have an interesting impact as well on the results. So in terms of a public information campaign, I think it would be really tough to make everyone do this. If you look at London, for example, when they actually trial this for 3 months, they had a 30% reduction in congestion, but that actual scheme was never rolled out.
That's interesting, despite a really positive result.
Yes.
We're up against it, I think, in our campaign.
And if you look at a lot of forums on this, there's so many people against this. There's just a lot of people who do want to walk, and they don't agree with this kind of policy.
Shivam, I think sadly we are fighting human nature here, but it's fascinating to hear that human nature is perhaps not supported by the evidence. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
No worries at all.
Shivam Desai, he is an expert in these things, what you should do on an escalator. So if you're a walker, you're slowing everybody else up. So have a good hard look at yourself. 23 minutes away from 7:00.